Hi, my name is Samantha, and I'll be interviewing Dr. Ruthie Bosch about bookstores. Where are you from?
I am originally from Puerto Rico, but I lived in Michigan for 29 years, and we lived in the Valley for the last six.
Are bookstores in Puerto Rico different than in the United States?
When I was growing up, bookstores were mom-and-pop bookstores in Puerto Rico, and all the books were in Spanish. But now you go to Puerto Rico and you have Barnes & Noble. And Barnes & Noble will sell books in Spanish. Most of the books in Spanish that they sell are translation of English books in English, and they also sell the typical books and novels in Spanish that the kids would need for their Spanish literature classes.
If you had the choice, would you rather read in Spanish or in English?
English. I would rather read in English because all my academic life has been in English. So even though I could read a book in Spanish, on an academic book in Spanish, I'd rather read it in English. But when it comes to original novels, if a novel was originally written in Spanish, I will read that novel in Spanish versus the English translation.
Where is your favorite place to read?
Can I say my house, or you mean in the bookstore, or what? Just a favorite place to read?
Yeah, if you could choose anywhere, your bathroom or your kitchen or a bookstore or anywhere.
If I'm reading during the day, I love to lay on the sofa and read. That's my favorite place to read. But I also like reading before I go to sleep. And before having a smartphone, I would always have a book with me everywhere I went, because any place where I have to wait, I would pull out my book. Now I can do that with my smartphone. I can't stand having to wait and not having something to read. To me, that's a waste of time. But if I can read while I wait, I'm not wasting my time.
Would you rather go to a mom and pop bookstore or a chain store bookstore?
I would rather go to a mom and pop bookstore. And part of it is because the mom and pop bookstores sometimes don't always have old books, and I like that. And I also when I go to antique shops, I look for old edition books. And like in my house right now, for example, I have a book that was published in 1865. I have a New Testament that was published in 1906 from the original Greek. I have a Catholic devotional that was also published in 1898. Yeah, I have quite a few books that were published, that have been published more than 100 years ago.
What is your favorite bookstore in Harrisonburg?
The only bookstore they have is Barnes & Noble, but I like going to the Green Valley Book Fair. To the Green Valley Book Fair. I don't think that there is any other that I know of. I don't think that there's a mom and pop bookstore downtown. I don't think that they have any. I don't think so. I would have found it already, trust me.
Okay. How long have books influenced you?
When I was a little kid, I used to suffer from insomnia, so I would bring the books from school, and I would read ahead, and I would just keep reading over and reading over and reading them over again. And then when I got to the third grade, it was when they just started, at least when I was a kid, they would start letting you take books home. So I remember my very first chapter book with no illustration, it was Robin Hood. It was the first book ever with no illustrations. And the teacher would give you a star, and I would have a whole bunch of stars next to my name because of that.
How have books influenced you as a student and then later as a teacher?
Since I come from an island, it's not like you can go many places. So books allowed me to go to other places. And as a kid, I was very shy. So books were a way of, some people might say hiding, but it's just like being, having the company I wanted versus, you know. The problem is that my parents were not, my mom especially, because she was busy, was not a reader. So for a lot of people, has this ever happened to you? You're reading and people go, what are you doing? And you're like, reading? But people think that because you're reading, you're not doing anything, or you don't have anything to do, which is BS. So for me, reading is running a marathon in your mind. What was the question?
How a book influenced you as a student and then later as a teacher?
No, but it's reading to me is like running a marathon in your mind. And so when I'm reading a book and somebody calls me, it is as if somebody turns off the TV. And so when there's a book that has a movie, I would much rather, if I read the book before the movie, it ruins the movie because the movie falls flat because it's missing a lot. But if I see the movie and then I read the book, then I have the characters of the movie in my head, and usually I like to create my own characters in my head.
I'm the same way.
Right?
Yeah.
You like to create your own characters,
like,
in your
you
head.
Like, you get the image in your head.
In your head for yourself, mm-hmm, versus somebody else giving it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How have bookstores affected your community?
Well, when we used to live in Michigan, we lived in a little suburban city called St. Clair Shores, and that city had 7 or 8 bowling alleys and no bookstore. And so I think that the presence of a bookstore in a community says a lot about a community. And the mom and pop bookstore used to be that no matter what community you were in, there was always somebody, like a family or a group of people, who wanted to put that little bookstore there for the community. But now that bookstores are chain bookstores will make a decision of where a book goes if that they feel that community can make them money. And so now whether a community has a bookstore or not depends on the chains, when in the past it used to depend on a group of people that really love books, or one person that really loved books.
How has technology affected bookstores? Or reading in general?
Well, I think that first of all, now you can go and buy things that are technology connected, like Kindles and all that kind of stuff in the bookstore, music. So I think that there are a lot of things that are technology related that are taking the space of books. What was the second part of that question? Yeah.
How has reading changed because of technology?
I think that since I read a lot of social media with articles and stuff like that, I have come to recognize that I don't read online, I skim. We all sort of skim. But when you read a book, you don't skim. You're supposed to like enter the book. And I realized that for myself, if I am not paying attention, that I've shift modes, all of a sudden I'm reading a book and I'm like, oh, and I have to remember, no, a book is not a short thing. It's not an article that gives you an information and you move on to the next thing. This is a process, it's a commitment. Reading online is not a commitment. Reading a book is a commitment.
So would you rather read a physical book or like on a Kindle or something like that?
If I am in a place where there's a lot of light, the Kindle or the iPad is not gonna work. The book though, you can take anywhere. And for the most part, unless it's a precious book or something you spend a lot of money, if your book gets wet or something drops on it, you're not gonna care. But if something drops on your iPad, you're gonna be very upset. So the book is convenient and it's low maintenance. Books are low maintenance. iPads, tablets, smartphones, they're high maintenance.
So with technology, do you feel like it's easier or harder to share books?
All I know is that I can share a book with 10 people, 12 people, but I think that an ebook allows you one to share with one person. And that's the neat thing about Having a book that you can go to somebody and say, you have to read this book, and the person goes, yeah, yeah, you go, no, no, and if you really mean it, here's my copy. And when somebody gives you their copy of a book for you to read, you might as well stop what you're doing and read it, because for some reason, that particular person, there's something that they want you to share with them. And I think that's very important. If you really go out and say, you have to read this book, that person wants to share something with you. And they want somebody to talk to them. They've chosen you. I think that's pretty amazing.
What is your favorite genre?
Literary fiction. But as I get older, I love more, I'm enjoying a lot of more nonfiction books that teach me about things. For example, there's a book called The Poisoner's Handbook. And that book, the entire book is how the profession of the medical examiner changed. And it all began to change when all of a sudden in New York City, the number of people dying by poisons increased, because people were killing like husbands and wives and grandmothers and all through certain poisons that when you would die, people said, oh, they died of natural causes. No, they died because of arsenic or a whole bunch of other things. So that's the kind of thing that it helps me learn about other things that I don't know anything about.
If you could recommend one book to someone else, which book?
A Prayer for Owen Meany. It was written by John Irving. It is the only only book I've ever read that you can open the book in any page and you know where in that page the main character is speaking, because the voice of the main character, and this book was written in the early 90s, late 80s. So there was no technology around like the one we know. But because whenever that character, whenever Owen Meany speaks, it's in caps. And it's not because he yells, it's because he has a voice that is weird. So when you read that book and you see caps, you know Owen Meany speaking. It's such a great book. It's such an extraordinary book.
If given the choice, would you rather go to a library or a bookstore?
Like to have access to books?
Yeah.
I would go to the bookstore because I like the books to be mine. I don't like to borrow books from the library.
Why?
Why? I love books. I love having them belong to me. I just do. It drives my husband crazy because whenever we move from one house to the other, it's the books that take the longest and they're the heaviest ones. So what I decided to do the last time we moved was to take all the books that I thought my students would enjoy. There were about 100 of them, and I brought them to all my classes, started with my morning class, put them into tables and said, indulge yourselves. And the kids, can I take this one? And like, take anything. What is this one about? And they took, I got rid of about 100 paper trade, you know, the trade backpacks. And then I kept all the hard covers. And what I'm gonna do, my husband got me a pallet from Toys R Us, and over the Thanksgiving break, I'm gonna sand it and all that, give it a little coating, and I am gonna use all my hardcover books to create on top of that pallet kind of a table, and on top of that, I'm gonna put a glass, and it's gonna be the table for my living room. That's with cool. With all the hardcover books that I have accumulated throughout the years.
How long do you spend at a bookstore?
Well, sometimes if I go, it doesn't matter. Even if I go because I'm just going in and out, it's not going to be less than 45 minutes to an hour. And sometimes I'm stressed and I just walk through the bookstore to feel better. I know, right? It's crazy.
Over your lifetime, how have bookstores changed?
It used to be that you could walk into a Barnes & Noble and it was all books. But I remember vividly, the biggest change that I saw drastically that pissed me off was when all of a sudden I realized that, and this was before any computers, that all of a sudden I realized that the section at, say, Dalton Bookstore, which was a little kind of bookstore they had in malls, the section for literary fiction or literature was small, and all of a sudden romance novels was an entire wall. That would piss me off. But now when you go to bookstores, they're just not books. They sell so many other things. They sell t-shirts, and they sell games, and they sell, like, it's just unbelievable. And all that space that now is being sold, is being used to sell the things, is space that does not have books.
Who benefits from bookstores?
I wish I could say the whole community, but the truth of the matter is the only people that benefit from bookstores are the people that like books.
So would you say those are introverts or extroverts?
I don't know. I think I have a lot of... I don't know. That's a very good question. I think that people... Let's put it this way. Extroverts and introverts love books. Can love books. But if the reason why they love books might be different. Because an introvert might love books because if you're reading, hopefully somebody goes, she's reading, and they don't bother you. But if you just wanted turtle time, just sit there by yourself pondering, if you're sitting by yourself doing nothing, somebody's going to come and talk to you. But if you have a book, chances are that people won't bother you.
That's so true.
That's why when I get on an airplane, I don't even like my husband and my son talking to me in an airplane. But the minute I get on the airplane, sometimes I just put the plugs. There's no music, but I put the little two plugs and I open my book, and that I don't want anybody to talk to me because I don't want the little lady next door to talk to me. I just don't want anybody talking to me. So I would say that, yeah, that's a good way of being an introvert is a book. Nobody bothers you.
Overall, how have bookstores affected society, not just the community?
I one thing I don't like is that it used to be that in order to get published, it had to be somehow significant. But now any jackass can publish a book. Anybody that has been 1 minute in the news, 1 minute on TV, can publish a book. The memoirs of how I was in Honey Boo Boo, I don't know, whatever. So now, it's like more people publishing books about stupid things, but I don't think that people are reading more, so I don't know what's going on. I really don't understand. So how does it affect the community? I guess it all just depends on the community. Because Walmart has books, Costco has books, sometimes cheaper than the bookstore. And they're hardcover too. So...
Do you think bookstores have a place in future society?
I think, I don't know, maybe the big chain stores eventually will only be present in the big cities, and around the country they won't be there. But I think that forever and a day there will always be people who will appreciate a book. Even if we come to a point where there are no books, people like me will still be looking for the 1865 published book. You see, so maybe 200 years from now, somebody's going to be looking for a book published in 2007. I don't know.
Oh, God.
But I think that a book is the only... It's like, how would you not want to have one? Got it?
That's all I got.